There's one sure way to beat that tired, thirsty feeling that naturally follows a hard day's work.
It's time for the Rust Belt Renaissance.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Good idea.
Great idea. Brilliant idea. I love the idea.
It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
It's like happy hour for your ears. All right, and welcome to the Rust Belt Renaissance.
Good morning, Vietnam was a movie that was made once.
I don't even know where to go from that.
Yeah, Greg was pantomiming, making fun of my awesome vocal skills recording the intro. So I was showing him live what it is that I can do.
I've never been seduced more.
I was extremely impressed. You know, the first episode, if you guys out there are listening, had a little bit of a different cadence in the intro. So it took me a little bit of time to understand his delivery going forward.
Yeah, my chest just dropped, too. That helped.
It did. It was...
It was a big change.
Yeah.
The big change.
I have a chin hair now. It's pretty great. All right.
What are you trying to say here?
I don't know. What am I trying to say? I'm becoming a man, finally.
I see.
I would. Yeah. All right.
So what's on tap today, fellas? All right.
So yeah, let's figure out what we got drinking, and then we can go from there.
What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle?
I did that last time, too. That's not beer. That's Bones McCoy. Let me hit the right button. Not Bones, but beer.
Yes, more fun in a glass.
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
Gee, what a wonderful beer.
Look for the sign that says, on draft.
Well, holy shit, that was long.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that.
Go on.
Anyway, today we have a brand new IPA out. Oh. We have From the Brew Kettle.
I think they're in Strongsville.
They are in Strongsville. We have the All for One Indian Pale Ale. That would be the Cavalier's very own beer. And so far, it is absolutely fantastic.
It's delightful. It's fruity, a lot of citrus, but we'll get more into that later.
We will.
All right, well, speaking of the basketballs, this past weekend... Mr. Jonathan Brady here, this beautiful bastard to my left, had the good fortune to be downtown to see the NCAA tournament.
I did. It was, first of all, we had absolutely fantastic seats. We were about 9 rows off the court.
I bet it was nice.
It was. You could have been there, too.
Did you invite him?
He could have bought a ticket.
I couldn't afford that. I'd have to sell off a child that I not had, to my knowledge. I mean, I would. That's an easy decision.
So, it was first two games were Notre Dame and Wichita State.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good game.
They're the Shockers.
They are.
Okay.
How was their performance?
Shockingly, okay. Weird thing is their mascot is...
Dane Cook.
No. Well, it kind of looks like him. It does. It's a barrel of wheat? I don't know.
Oh, shock of wheat. Okay,
right.
Like shock top.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, but the best part about the mascot, he's got this dick nose. No joke. Straight up.
Like a big old dong out there?
A big old dong. Like, they shouldn't even show it on TV. It needs to be censored.
That's got to be a thrilling mustache ride.
Well, I mean, like, are they the Shockers because of the wheat or because, like, he's graphically sexual?
Well, when you put a dick nose on somebody, how do you say either?
I don't know.
True.
Yeah.
I don't really think about putting dick noses on many, many things.
Did they penetrate Notre Dame's defense?
Well, that'll explain why. That'll explain why the Fighting Irish guy had his hands up in front of his face the entire
punch
time.
Punch him right in the dick nose.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of what happened, right?
Pretty much. It was a good game for a while, and then Notre Dame pulled it out.
Okay. So that game doesn't matter in hindsight. What else did you see?
Well, I did see Kentucky.
There we go.
And they're terrible fans.
There we go.
The absolute worst.
Okay, please, let's dwell on that for a second. The Wildcats,
you should have a Wildcat sound there.
Oh, well, I have a Bones sound. I could play that again.
You seem to be really good at finding that.
I'm a doctor, not a undefeated basketball thing.
Undefeated, that's right.
Yeah. Right, they are undefeated. Ashley Judd is a hypocrite, by the way. So
it's got darkly political.
This is getting weird.
Okay.
No. Okay. So before...
Does she have a dick
nose? She was looking at one.
So why was Ashley Judd looking at you the entire time? Were the seats that good?
Well, I mean, she was just right around the corner. Oh. She wasn't far.
Okay.
Anyway.
I saw her on TV. I didn't see you.
Were the other Judds
there? Oh, I was
there.
You should have shook your cans.
I
stood up on the chair and shook your cans.
Oh. Nobody wants to see that.
I do.
I do.
That'll happen later.
At the end of the show. On Twitter.
I don't know what to say to this.
On Titter.
All right. I'm amused.
All right. So, Kentucky fans, please. I know you're going to go on about why don't know Judge or Judd or whatever.
Yeah. Ashley Judd Dredd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, before the tournament started, she said that if she got anything hateful on Twitter, like overly sexual or violent, she was going to press charges. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're an asshole Kentucky fan, like she is, standing on your seat, yelling, getting the crowd all trying to get into it and everything like that, you deserve everything you get.
I disagree with that. No, I do.
You get everything you deserve.
Dude, there were some terrible things. What does basketball and, like, raping her mouth have to do with one another? Nothing.
That's her own fault.
She's a shitty fan. I agree with that. But it doesn't have to come down to sexual assault.
I don't promote that. But at that point, when she's doing what she's doing, she deserves everything she gets.
I don't like Kentucky great. They beat West Virginia badly. But
UK.
I left. Yeah. I don't leave basketball games. I don't leave any sporting event. We left with like 8 minutes.
But no, what I'm saying, like, I get the point of, like, if you're going to be, like, boisterous in public, if someone talks shit to you, that's fine.
Right.
But when they're threatening, like forcible mouth sex, that's...
It was pretty bad, dude. There was some bad shit said to her. And people hide behind this veil of social media.
Right, I get that. I'm not promoting that. I'm not saying it's right.
I mean, at least she's a big old jerk out there in the public being a big old jerk, and that's fine. I respect that. From one big jerk to another, I do.
But you got to understand, people are going to talk. They're going to say jerky things.
That's fine, but don't hold behind your social media veil. I'm with you.
I think that's the worst thing. I think social media gives people the feeling that they can say anything they want.
Oh, by the way, what's our Twitter and our email?
Oh, Twitter, at Russ Belt Podcast. Yeah.
And the email is RussBell.
We check it often.
@gmail.com.
We check it often.
And we do have a Facebook page now.
God it damn has it. Like, come on, guys.
It has like 10 likes. Ten. One of them's obviously not Greg.
10.
What
ten.
The fuck? Like, I didn't even know that this was a thing.
Oh, ten. Yeah, it is a thing now. Yeah.
When did this happen?
Last week.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be connected and tell people what's going on.
Right.
Do we have a LinkedIn?
No.
Not yet.
Do we have a Zanga page?
No.
Pretty soon we're going to put up internships.
Yeah.
On Living Social? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what any of those
Match.com.
So other than Ashley Judd, you have a vendetta against Kentucky fans.
Come on, man.
I'm a Duke fan. Okay.
Oh,
I'm not saying my amazing Duke fans. Duke seats. I'm not saying Duke fans are perfect. I'm not saying any fan is perfect.
Except for the Buckeyes.
No.
Oh, wait.
No, you don't even want to get me started on that. No.
Oh,
anyway. I have never seen so many rambunctious asshole hillbillies in my life in one sitting.
That's strong words from a man.
And they were playing West Virginia. And half of what he says is what people say to me all the time. So that says a lot to me. You know, that you're going to be like, but Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a Duke fan being butthurt about a great team, though.
I don't think
we're in the Final Four. Don't you worry.
Okay. Michigan State will do rid of you. It'd be great.
I can't believe on this Cleveland-based podcast that you're going to be rooting for Michigan State.
State.
Doesn't matter.
Michigan State.
Yeah, okay. That state
so Greg
sucks.
Is a Kentucky fan. No idea why. Jonathan's a Duke fan. No idea why. They didn't grow up anywhere near these respective schools.
I'm closer, technically.
No.
Technically.
No. I made a trip this year.
No, that's
not. I went.
I grew up 20 minutes away from WVU, and I could give less shits about what has happened with this basketball tournament.
Okay.
Granted, because they didn't win.
I guess here's the deal. Basketball doesn't really matter. None of this matters.
Did it get dark?
It does. It does matter.
As long as Duke doesn't matter.
So, I had made a friendly wager with Greg about the outcome of the Kentucky-West Virginia game that I didn't even watch. I just thought, maybe, you know what? Free sandwich. I could bet that.
I lost that
sandwich.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he, like, bought me a Wonder Bread faculty. A faculty at the factory.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I will make good on that soon. And that's going to foreshadow something that we're going to bring to you a little later here on the Rust Belt Renaissance. Okay. So what we're doing now? Like,
just hit one of those things.
Hit one of the buttons.
Yeah. Hit a
button.
Jonathan, hit a button.
No, no, no. Hey,
take control.
So, all right.
Choose your destiny.
Done.
There you go.
That's all we needed. All right. So, day two.
All right. Yeah, go on.
Didn't even get to day two.
Yeah, okay. There's a bunch of hate. Sorry about that.
It's okay. No
I
problem.
I love you.
No, I love you. Yeah. I love you too. Duke, sorry. Just a good time talking about our teams.
Yeah. Sports fans.
Yep. Go manly teams. Stuff right there. Day two. Notre Dame, Kentucky. More asshole hillbillies.
And Kentucky was there.
I know, dude.
Okay. I can't make this one up. Okay. Guy sitting about four rows in front of me. Okay. Comes in, Kentucky jersey, Kentucky shorts. Big dude, jersey. You know, it was a little tight around the roundness. And he had all UK tattoos.
Attaboy, what a commitment.
Nope. Gets worse. He's wearing a wildcat hat. Okay. That looked like a wildcat.
That's awesome.
No. Gets even worse.
That's what it looked like, Paul.
It was like rare.
Instead of...
I'm a wildcat.
Instead of eyebrows.
Balsy yarn that the hat was playing with.
That'd be even better.
Mini tattoos of Mike Krzyzewski crying.
No. Anyway.
That's a weird tattoo.
He had UK.
Oh, Bubby's eyebrows?
Over both eyes.
I mean...
But the thing is, they weren't up and down. They were sideways. Like, why would you do that? Why would they be sideways?
He's made some poor life decisions.
I believe the only two letters he ever learned were U and K.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm sure he learned how to spell asshole, because that's what he was.
Yeah, he spelled that U-K.
Oh, I see how this is.
With a D and an E in there, too, sometimes.
Yeah. Kentucky fans were scared. That game, first of all, Notre Dame should have won. They lost that game.
Cincinnati should have won, too, but they blew that.
No. Yeah, they didn't put that Hobbit guy in the very end to win, right?
Yeah.
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 Sam Frodo. Yeah, no, Frodo's the other one. Never mind, you're going to trick me into that. So
wait, was it Bilbo? Frodo? Ho-Ho?
Keep going.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Frumbledore.
Frumbledore.
Basket door.
So, Kentucky fans, all they did was blame the refs. It wasn't the fact that Notre Dame was playing well. It wasn't the fact that they weren't playing well. No, it was the referees. All the referees' fault. Oh, he missed that shot. Referee, where are you at? Where's the call? Nope. Let me get my shotgun that I brought in from hunting. And I'll take care of this problem.
He does a really creepily good.
You know, he lives more south than I have.
Yeah, he does live in southern Ohio.
Yeah. It's true. No, actually, I'm right above Columbus.
There you go. So, no. But Columbus is the welcome. We traded Sandusky for them.
So. Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Columbus is that northern coastal city.
Right.
Well, so I'm sorry that Kentucky took over downtown Cleveland. I'm sure it was a good amount of money coming in.
Yeah, and I respect the fact that they were traveling for their team. I would have done the same thing if Duke was close enough. I would have.
Where'd they play at, by the way?
They were in Houston.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's a little. I want to. I want to go to Indy. I want to go to Indy.
I don't see why you don't. I mean, Indy's very close to us.
It's expensive.
You can squeeze that ticket. That's your team, man.
Yeah.
You're like a huge Duke fan. I'm a Kentucky fan because I don't like Duke.
And spelling.
And yeah. But overall, everybody knows I'm a Buckeye through and through.
Sure.
But yeah, fuck Duke.
So was there anything else that happened? Like, nothing else offensive or funny during the tournament? Okay.
Nah.
Did Cleveland present themselves well?
Yeah, they did a really good job of hosting. Everything with the arena went well. They didn't have any light problems or anything like that.
Yeah, I was down there Saturday night. I went to a concert at the House of Blues.
It was Greg's birthday, by the way.
It was. I went out with my fiance.
Turned 17.
Me, not my fiance.
No. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's very strange. But we went out. We went downtown. Me, my fiance, one of my best friends in the entire world, Ace.
Freely.
She's a madman.
Oh.
Great guy. Saw a concert. Went to House of Blues. It was packed, though. Downtown looked great.
Yeah, they did a great job. I think they'll bring it back again.
Good.
Soon.
All right, so in honor of there being a tournament in town, I decided that we should have our own tournament.
What about?
Choose your destiny.
About what? The other thing? Do we want to do that thing first, or do we want to do the wonderful tournament first?
I want to do the tournament.
Okay, well, that's where we're going to do the tournament.
Let's go. What's it about?
All right, so I'm stealing this from...
I feel like this is the episode of Sonny. Do you want to be in the play?
The nightman cometh, Paul.
Yeah. I was confused for a second. Sorry.
Charlie does what Charlie wants.
Yeah. So, okay, with the tournament, I'm ripping the glasses of John Oliver a little bit, where he had his March Sadness. So I figured, you know, that's what we call our bracket. This is 16 specific Cleveland things.
We could change that to March Gladness.
Yeah, you haven't seen what's coming.
Okay.
So I got our Sweet 16 of Cleveland things. It's up to you guys to decide who advances and who ultimately wins the tournament.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm ready.
Or so, loses.
We're all going to lose with this one. So
that's not true. All right. I always win. And winners since, win, Paul.
Yeah, and since I don't really know basketball.
D-U-K-E.
Yeah. Since I don't know basketball that well, I just figured I'd find, you know, great Mortal Kombat clips to go with this. So, all right.
That's great. Yeah, I better not hear about Kano, though.
Kano sucks. Kano.
God
no,
damn it, Paul.
Yeah. No. All right,
so...
I quit. I quit.
Round one.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Lake Effect Snow versus Potholes.
Wait, are we supposed to say what's better, what's worse?
You're supposed to come up with the winner between
Potholes.
Those two.
Potholes. All day.
I mean, Potholes did fuck my shit up this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
$1,400 later on a new exhaust, we're back in business.
So Valerie, you're saying, is that what her name was? So you're saying Valerie? Potholes would definitely defeat
Veronica. That's it.
Yep.
Lake Effect Snow.
Yes, Potholes. Absolutely.
Potholes. Yes.
Kano. All right.
Wins. So Potholes
God
wins.
Kano.
I only have Kano sound clips. Oh, and another one. I found this one. Where did I put it?
Kano would only win against Sonya, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one, but I forgot to load it. It was for Noob Saibot.
Well, you're going to have to do it then, with your mouth.
Nope, can't do it.
No, you will. Like, I don't know what it sounds like. You have to make
it was
the
like,
sound.
It was just said, noob. Noob. All right. I'll bring that back later. It'll be great. I forgot to load that one. So anyway.
The Wichita State Shocker in his mouth.
Yeah, right? So... All right, so we moved on. Potholes, upset victory over Lake Effect Snow. Next one, the Free Stamp, downtown Cleveland's Free Stamp, versus Randall Park Mall.
Randall Park Mall?
Yeah, that place blows.
It's no longer around, but...
Speaks to their blowiness.
It was one of the largest malls in America when it opened up, and then it became like a ghost town. Like, do you realize how many clown murderers have probably lived there? In, like, the last 10 years?
I mean, you could say that for a bunch of places around here.
Not that someone murders clowns, but, like, clowns that are murderers.
You look at, like, Ashtabeautiful Mall? Ashtabeautiful.
I've never been there. I've never been to the mall. I mean, I've been to Ashtabula. I mean, that place... Ashtabula's weird. I've never been to a place where every other lot is, like, open business... Completely destroyed. Open business. Completely destroyed.
You haven't spent enough time in Youngstown.
That's true.
I've never been to Youngstown.
That's probably for the best.
You need to come to my
club. I don't really want to get mug raped.
You're not going to.
Is that a thing? All right. So anyway, next bracket. Here's a big one. Big Chuck versus Little John.
I knew this was coming.
I hate them both so much.
But you gotta pick one. Who's gonna win?
It's gotta be Little John.
I hate Little John more than I hate Big Chuck.
I hate Little John. Or I'm sorry, I like Little John.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if we're doing this, then fucking the Free Stamp needs to win. I like the Free Stamp. It's there, it's free, it's good.
What is worse?
No. You gotta pick. We've already moved on. Randall Park Mall
God
has
damn
won.
It. Fine. Yeah. What do you want to win? Because I hate them both, and I hope they both just go away.
I hate Big Chuck more than Little John.
Why?
Fuck Big Chuck.
That's not a good enough reason.
Why?
Fuck Little John.
It's got UK in it.
So I'm a Cleveland transplant, and I didn't know who these guys were, but I saw their late night TV show,
I
saw all the little like shitty little skits they do, and what made me not like either one of them? Was how every skit would end with that laugh. You know what I'm talking about? The laugh where it was like, ha ha!
Yes. So, wait. I have to say, Big Chuck and Little John, you know what? Big Chuck is worse. Because at least Little John trolled somebody this year.
That is true.
All right. Yep. So you think Big Chuck with the reach is going to...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Big Chuck's way worse.
So go on about Little John trolling somebody, because it was pretty hilarious.
So back in football season...
the best season.
No,
baseball. I mean, that's a fact.
No. Johnny Manziel was getting his first start against the Bengals, and Marvin Lewis, the Bengals head coach, decided to say that he's a midget on a radio station. So, what Fox 8 did was send Little John down to the press conference in Cincinnati. And he asked all little people questions.
He did.
So he was in like the press crowd asking Marvin Lewis. Oh. That's actually pretty great. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
that's why Big Chuck wins. Wins.
Isn't all Big right. Chuck, hasn't he been dying for like 10 years?
I mean, aren't we all?
No.
Oh.
Okay. He's been like I'm on a deathbed.
Yeah. So next one. This one's a little dark. Being a Browns fan or girls trapped in basements?
Girls trapped in basements.
Girls really? Trapped in basements.
Okay. We would never say anything bad about the Browns.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. That's way worse. Like if I'm in a situation.
Finish him.
Yeah. I feel bad for the people in the basements. Yeah.
That probably didn't fall in the right order.
Oh my God.
Finish him.
And he stands by his meme button thing. There whatever.
Yeah.
It's a big board with a bunch of lights and buzzards.
Yes.
We're looking for an intern to run it.
You literally have to run on a wheel, though, to power it.
That's
you're,
one
you're
half
like a hamster.
Bracket. That's so we got another part to do here.
All right.
Carl Monday versus...
He's a dick.
Oh, wait.
Round one.
Howard the Duck.
Carl Monday is way worse.
Carl Monday does suck.
Yeah, but Howard the Duck was one of the biggest like movie bombs of all time.
He's coming back. He's coming back.
Okay.
Carl Monday's a jerk, man. He's all in your face. He's asking you questions.
In a library when you're masturbating.
Yeah, let me masturbate in peace.
In a library.
Let me masturbate into War and Peace.
Freedom. Freedom stamp.
Freedom stamp.
Yeah. Freedom stamp?
That's why we have it. Right. Don't you know?
Oh, I should get a freedom tramp stamp.
Yeah. Next matchup, we have the River Catching Fire versus...
That was a sad day.
It was.
Dennis Kucinich.
Ooh. Dennis Kucinich.
Kucinich.
Yeah. Well, you guys are coming up with a dream matchup in the second round here. All right. Next one. This is what I call the Greg special. Parma versus... Oh, wait.
Round one.
There's been three round ones now.
I don't have a round two. Parma versus the Michael Stanley Band.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to choose Michael Stanley Band. Because
I was going with Parma.
Dude, there's few things I hate more than Michael Stanley.
Parma people beat the shit out of Chuck E. Cheese employees.
But, that's true. But Michael Stanley is on the fucking radio and he plays his own music as top hits.
That's why.
True. But
that's a dick, dude.
But you can turn that off. You can't turn off an ass whooping from Parmanites.
But I respect that.
Parmanians?
No! Yes. You know what? Fuck that Chuck E. Cheese.
Why?
And all Chuck E. Cheese's.
I worry
about ECS tokens.
Those are the worst.
Okay. I guess.
So,
yeah.
Side question. Chuck E. Cheese versus Showbiz Pizza.
What's Showbiz Pizza?
What the hell is that?
Oh, well, never mind then.
This must be one of your weird West Virginia things.
No, it's not a West
Virginia. Are you sure?
Look up. There
must
is
be like
a
McDonald's pizza.
About the animatronic band that was in Showbiz Pizza called the Rock of Fire Explosion. Look it up. It is creepy as hell.
Are you sure that wasn't like a finishing sexual move that you were having done when you were a child? Hey, Paul, let me give you the rock fire explosion. It's going to be beautiful.
First.
And swallow all of it.
First.
Pop rocks in your ass.
It's the rock of fire explosion. And no.
I have stuffed that memory deep down inside.
Finish him.
I still think it's Parma. But I'll go with Michael Stanley. Oh. I'm not denying he's a dick. He is.
Thank you for
Michael Stanley is just a less successful and less talented Bob Seger.
Fair enough. You know what? Silver bullets? Mm-mm.
No.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
All right. But I like Bob Seger.
Lone distant highway.
All right, so this is another one. I feel like this is Greg's part of the bracket. East Side Hipsters versus West Side Bros.
West Side Bros. West Side
Bros. West Side Bros. West Side Bros. All day.
West Side Bros.
Kano wins.
Kano won that.
Kano would be a West Side Bro. He's like, really? Yo, you like my sweet half face?
Just okay, got so done. You think West Side Bros are worse than East Side Hipsters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so now we're into the Elite Eight of Pain. Potholes versus Randall Park Mall.
Randall Park Mall?
Potholes.
You know what? On second thought.
Randall Park Mall's gone. Potholes.
You're right.
In Ohio?
They just fucked up my life this year, man. Yeah. I spent X amount of money on a pothole.
$1,400. We've already established this.
Yeah. No, thank you. All right. No, thank you, pothole.
So
maybe one. Last year.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a building year for Randall Park Mall. Maybe next year. Big Chuck versus Girls Trapped in Basements.
I mean,
Girls Trapped in Basements.
Oh, this is getting bad. All right.
I guess. I don't like either of them.
I don't either.
I think, what's his name? Anthony, what the fuck was his name? The basement dude.
Oh, shoot. What was his name? No, Anthony Sowell was the murderer that held people in the basement.
Oh, you're thinking of the Hispanic guy.
Castro, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Castro.
The guy.
Castro.
Sowell.
Fidel Castro?
How did he not make it on this list, man?
Oh, I had a couple. I almost had some games. I almost had him, the torso murderer.
How did Sowell
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Not
no, this is Cleveland.
Oh,
Adolf was Hitler? Why wasn't Hitler on here?
It's not Milwaukee.
Dahmer's from Ohio,
but he was like it was Milwaukee, right? Like where
he spent a small amount of time.
Like I didn't
he went to, Ohio State.
That's right. Yeah.
But I didn't put like
Columbus.
Halle Berry hitting somebody with a car, which that happened in Cleveland.
Versus Albert Bell hitting someone with a car.
There you go,
children. See? Halloween.
Well, these, next year.
Almost. Halloween.
But we'll have a bid process. We'll do this again. We'll come up with some really, really bad things.
You could have an all Albert Bell bracket.
Dude, I love Albert Bell. He's right. Everything so, that's Cleveland.
Comes, him going over the fence the in college to whoop some guy's ass that was talking shit to him.
He's a man.
In the middle of a game.
Carl Monday versus Dennis Kucinich.
Kucinich.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dude.
Can you imagine the Indian thought process on this? The guy just stopped in the middle of a game to whoop some guy's ass. We got to draft that guy.
Yeah, he's a power hitter.
I mean, he had a wonderful career. So
he did. So it's unfortunate that hip problems took him out.
But he had quite a bit of weight on him towards the end. So
Michael Stanley Band. Versus West Side Bros.
Michael Stanley Band.
All right.
There's few things I hate more in life than the Michael Stanley Band.
Finish him.
All right, so our final four are Potholes, Girls Trapped in Basements, Dennis Kucinich, and Michael Stanley Band. All right, here we go.
All right. Those are all number one seeds.
Yeah, these are the one seeds. Potholes versus Girls Trapped in a Basement.
Potholes.
Yeah, I gotta go potholes.
Potholes all day.
I mean, it's
they affect me.
It's recent and relevant, right?
Yeah, so, right. And then
they're
Vince
out.
Percentage.
They're out of the basement by now.
Yeah.
Michael Stanley Band. You don't even have to finish it.
Yeah. Stanley
Band. Stanley Band. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Right.
Sorry, Kucinich.
Yeah.
Looks right. like so you won't win re-election.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Fight.
Potholes. Michael Stanley Band.
It's potholes.
No, man. I know Michael Stanley Band.
It's potholes.
This is what I wanted. I wanted some
potholes all day.
I'll give you this. I hate them both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No contest. I have a strong hate for both of them.
All right, I'll tell you what. We have this cap.
All right.
From All for One IPA.
Which is fantastic.
The official beer of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's right.
Top of it being a Bruto kettle with a weird little fucking, what's this thing? A capybara, like dancing.
Yeah, good enough. Whatever.
It's a party capybara. Jonathan will post a picture later on.
Yes.
Capybara head.
Okay.
What side is this? Is this potholes? Or is this...
No, the other side has to be the pothole because it's...
Oh.
Yeah.
So Michael Stanley Band gets to be this chody fuck. The other side will be potholes.
All right.
Fair?
All right.
Oh, we got a winner.
Damn it!
Michael Stanley,
that chody fuck.
No!
All right, 2 out of 3.
Oh.
No. Okay.
Yeah, you flip. 2 out of 3. It's a gentleman's bet.
Potholes.
Paul, flip the last one.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah, okay.
It's completely worth it. This is a fucking deal right now.
This is a war.
Oh, this is a gentleman's agreement.
All right.
It is.
Here it is. All right. Marbles.
Potholes!
God damn it. All right.
Hold.
Well, how about this?
Best out of 7.
They're both winners.
I hope Michael Stanley falls into a pothole and drowns.
His career did. We know that.
All right.
That's a fact.
All right. So that was a lot of fun.
Kano wins.
And he won.
What'd I tell you with the fucking Kano, man?
What, that
Kano
one?
Kano wins.
Oh, God.
He's the worst.
Ugh.
Okay, so we had our March Sadness.
I can't say I've ever fought with Kano. Ever.
Are you guys like that tight? Like you're like just you agree on everything?
Who?
You said you never fight with him. You guys just hang out, see what's going on.
Sorry.
He touches robot eye.
Go to movies.
Yeah. How many times have you fought with Kano?
The original Mortal Kombat? I didn't mind him. He'd roll into a ball and
you know who's a gangster? MK2. Jax.
Yeah. That's how he was introduced. Yeah. I think Greg should do all the intros for Mortal Kombat. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
They'd all be like the Aerobic Olympians.
They would. Please, if you guys haven't seen it yet, you need to look up the 1987 Crystal Light Championship Aerobics.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
They are the champions. Fantastic. Paul, actually, you should tweet out a link to that.
Yeah.
I will. The phone, the thing's over there.
I will pay the both of you to do a dance routine. One in the blue outfit, one in the red outfit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see why that wouldn't happen.
Oh, my God. I'm ordering outfits.
I can get them just knit by my mom. Would that work?
I don't even know what I'd do. Oh, I would just... My brain might literally explode. I couldn't deal with it.
Sad thing is, she'd probably be really happy to do that. To make two large, adult, overweight onesies with ass flap. So... Another thing happened this weekend that I don't know how Greg feels about this. So I want to get your take on it.
Okay. Serious opinion.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
WrestleMania happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wrestle of the Mania.
Yeah.
Dude, 31.
Wrestling's no fucking joke. I mean, I grew up watching wrestling. I'm a young man. Why wouldn't I have?
Absolutely not.
It's real. Or was. Till sold out.
The Jonathan attitude had a feeling that you were going to just shit all over wrestling.
Dude, you guys are wrong.
I'm excited by this.
All right, so what do you have for me?
So well, first, I don't know if you saw the photo of Triple H from WrestleMania.
Like this WrestleMania?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about this WrestleMania except for what's her name was there?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, that girl.
Ronda Rousey. Wrestling?
That girl doesn't fuck.
That's from
around.
Kentucky.
Is she from Kentucky?
No, I don't know where she's from.
She would beat everyone in the NCAA.
It was awesome. She came out in a Dragon Ball Z shirt.
You know what? Andrew told me that, our buddy Andrew. He was really excited about that. But Dragon Ball Z was a little bit after me, so I didn't catch that fire.
I'm trying to find a photo of Triple H.
That was a big Dragon Ball Z fan.
I didn't really ever get into Dragon Ball Z.
I'm surprised. You seem like an eclectic nerd. Like, you wouldn't... Generations hold no bounds.
I don't know. I just, like... Is it because I'm overweight and white? Is that, like, why you're saying that?
No.
Like,
okay. No. It's just that I know you.
I'm already talking about wrestling. I don't know what else you need to talk about.
This is not a fat joke.
So this photo I'm showing you is Triple H, his entrance...
So, I guess, my question is, why does he look like the Nazi member of GWAR?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but seriously, what the fuck?
Like, part of that, I guess, from what Jonathan was telling me, is that helmet is kind of part of his thing, but he has robot arms because of somehow advertising the new Terminator movie.
Do they rip people's throats out?
What, the Terminator or the arms?
The arms.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think it really does anything.
I could get behind that.
Yeah. But his intro was, like, the stage opens up and he just shows up wearing this, like, Terminator helmet and have these robot arms on his shoulders. And then they hand him, like, three or four Terminator skulls to carry with him to the ring.
You know, he's kind of like Mickey Rourke at this point.
He's really buff, though.
Basically, it just looks... like undone armor.
You know what would make wrestling better?
If more going back to the Attitude Era,
knives.
Yes, actually,
knives.
If more people died,
rest in peace.
They just had someone die recently. There was some guy down in Mexico that died.
That's Chris Benoit's family.
No, this was like last week, or like a week. This was like last week, right? Rey Mysterio
kicked him in the head and killed him.
Shut up!
I swear
that's
to God.
Fucking awesome. God, that's great.
It was so. From the story I read, I just read this today. It was like a battle royale or a tag team match or something, and Mysterio kicks him right in the head. Guy goes down. Nobody thought anything was wrong with him, so the team kept battling each other.
Nobody thought anything was wrong with Chris Benoit's wife and child as well.
Oh, that's terrible. Who am I? Who am I to judge? I just did a whole Cleveland thing where one of the options was girls in basements.
So this is honestly got a true story. One of my good friends growing up, his dad, we used to call him Benoit because he looked a lot like Chris Benoit, and he was... pretty scary, too, from time to time, especially if you fucked around in his garage too much.
Did he give you the cross-face Crippler? Cross-face
Crippler? The what? The cross-face
Christian Blur?
I don't know. What.
So, like, we always called him Benoit growing up, and, like, that shit happened. We're like, oh, hey.
So you stopped calling him that,
you...
huh?
Well, yeah. We didn't want to die.
No, okay.
I don't blame you. I don't want to die.
That's just no joke.
I will say that I saw WrestleMania this weekend in Parma. It was spectacular.
I am not surprised about any of this. Did they, like, air it on their public access channel?
No. It was quite a wonderful setup in a basement with the whole projector and everything.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Did they pay for it?
Yeah.
You should have just put it on their public access channel.
No. It was a wonderful, lovely time. Just watching dudes, touching dude, you know, in a dark room.
So, who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
Honky Tonk Man.
Me?
Oh, sorry. I answered already.
No, who's yours?
Honky Tonk Man.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all.
Because he hit people with a guitar.
He did hit Betty White with a guitar.
Was it Betty White?
Betty White or... I think it was Betty White, yeah.
I don't know.
I have to say, my favorite wrestler of all time is probably the world's most famous Canuck of the wrestling world.
Jericho?
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, bro.
Yes.
And that's because motherfucker didn't give a shit.
It's true.
Like, he damn near ruined the WWF to go to a WCW because Vince McMahon wouldn't pay him.
Yep.
And dude's got to get paid.
Yep. Yeah, he's crazy. I'm Stone Cold fan.
Come on, man. That's an easy choice.
But that's when I was growing up. Cold was the man.
Answer. I changed my answer.
Yours is
George the Animal Steel.
No, I think
yours is Turnbuckles.
I think yours is Gold Dust.
No.
Gold Dust is crazy.
Gold Dust is fucking weird, man.
He is. Coming out women's clothes. It's weird.
Oh, wait, I changed my answer. Gold Dust.
You know, there's so many greats of old time. Like, I like Sting. I like coming down from the fucking rafters with a baseball bat.
Owen Hart like coming down from the rafters.
Ooh.
Once.
Ooh. Yeah, he did it once or once.
Yeah.
It's like the last time he ever did it.
Yeah, there were some Owen Hart jokes this weekend. I felt bad, kind of. Yeah.
Did it feel like the first time?
Yeah, I did.
Felt like the very first time?
The jokes didn't land very well at all.
Did you ever see, after he died, Mark Henry give a poem about him?
No.
It was horrible. So I don't remember what it was like, but...
Do you remember O. Henry?
Oh, the candy bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious.
We'll change my answer. O. Henry, my favorite
wrestler. Yeah, we always have a good time pretending that we're giving a Mark Henry poem about Owen Hart. Owen, will you come back to me?
Is that what that was like? Was that like some Jewel poetry?
Oh, Jewel.
No.
What is the worst wrestler?
Disco Inferno.
Ooh.
It's pretty tough, man.
Yeah.
Worst?
Brooklyn Brawler.
I'm going to give it to Big Papa Pump.
Yeah. Scott Steiner was really bad. He was really ripped.
Oh, yeah.
Steroids.
Yeah.
But he was a terrible wrestler.
It looked like he had a Volkswagen Rabbit in his arms. It didn't even make sense.
You know who I really hated? Rikishi.
Mm-hmm.
He just got inducted
into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you get in the Hall of Fame?
Where is that?
Shoving his ass in people's face.
Where is the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
There is not one.
It needs to be Cleveland. Just tear down the Science Center. Have it right by the Rock Hall.
Change that from the Wolstein Center into the Hall of Fame. CSU can't even do that anymore. They can't fund it. Wolstein Center's going to go.
Maybe they could do it like part-time. Like part-time wrestling, part-time Vikings. Go Vikings.
Why, when they could just play at the queue?
I don't understand what's going on right now. Like, so the Vikings can play at the Q, the wrestlers can be at the Wolstein.
Yeah.
As long as I get to see guys touching each other near to me.
That's true. You know what? Worst wrestler of all time. Singlets.
Just singlets? Like, the actual outfit?
Yeah.
That's the worst wrestler.
We don't need him.
Okay. All right. So.
Imagine... the NCAA without singlets.
That's pretty hot. I'm going to change my answer to that.
I was looking out for you.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about wrestling competition, sports ball. We had some sports ball beer. And I was talking about this earlier, since Greg and I had a bet that was for a sandwich, I decided to put it on the two of these guys, because they talk shit to each other about the teams they like, that they need to have a bet.
All right.
I'm in. I'm a bet man.
Yeah. Right, now with $100, or you could double dare them back.
Double dare.
Oh, it
now
is.
Now with $200, you're going to take a physical challenge.
Physical challenge.
Now you have to go way up sometimes, feel everywhere, because that is a creamy substance, and we want you to find something thick.
I want that challenge.
Yeah. Got to find the flag.
So first of all, before we play
Mark
this bet,
Summers got weird.
Yeah. I promise that I have like three or four more of the, because I started going to this rabbit hole. No pun intended. Trying to find,
I don't remember that dare.
Dare, double dare, rabbit hole.
Physical challenge.
Yeah, I was trying to find things about bets, so I started thinking about double dare. I found that, and I'm like, that's not really a bet, but that's creepy. So
I'm in.
Yeah, there you go.
That's very your speed. That's not really this, but it's creepy. I'm gonna keep it.
That's how it worked for me in high school.
Oh,
in college. And now.
No. Nope.
What? No. No.
Yeah.
I just spent time talking about wanting to see a bunch of dudes hanging out wrestling.
I don't recall that. Okay. Going back to short quit. Memory.
Go back to quitting.
Okay, so, yeah, so what do you want to bet? You big baby? You baby back bitch? Do it.
So first of all, I was going to be classy about this.
There is no class in this body. No way we'll dispute that.
Alright, so are you going to like bet that he has to do something, or are you going to mention that you would do something if you lose? So you got to like...
It's got to be Greg. Like, okay. I'll bet something that Greg will do.
Okay.
If... I'm sorry, not if. When Kentucky loses.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Guess we're not talking about Paul being creepy anymore.
I'll change my answer to me.
We're going to when.
How confident do you feel? You need to feel extremely confident.
I'm extremely confident.
All right, let's go.
So when Kentucky loses to Duke in the championship game. Okay. That's the only way this bet goes through, by the way. Is if
I will allow that.
Duke and Kentucky meet.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because first of all, I have no faith in Michigan State to even give you guys a game. It's going to look like the West Virginia game.
That's true.
Really,
really attractive before the game.
Yeah. Sexy pick before the
game. I got you covered.
But once it starts, it's going downhill.
Tears and just, you know, mascara and broken dreams.
That's like Paul. Like, very attractive before it starts, and then he's going down. You need to be confident, man.
I'm extremely confident in Duke, and before this goes any further, this is a bet only that happens if Duke and Kentucky play each other. This isn't a Michigan State-Kentucky. It's not a Michigan State-Wisconsin bet.
I'm That's not fair. Doing that shit. I agree with it. Okay. I mean, it will never be Wisconsin in anything, but...
It could be. Oh. It could be.
Confidence. I like how he's maybe they'll beat Kentucky. You know, but no, not Michigan. They can't possibly beat Duke.
No.
Go on.
Go on
with your sorry team.
If/when, okay.
All right.
Duke beats Kentucky for the national championship.
I like how that's said. It's yes. Weird.
The national championship.
Will you say that one more time?
National championship.
How does it sound like that?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. What kind of accent is that?
national championship.
Oh, I hope they give away, like, I hope they cut down the net to that. Like, I hope
and the national championship goes to Kentucky.
I hope he sings One Shining Moment like that.
Yeah.
One shining moment.
All right. Go on. So, stop stalling.
There is no stalling. You're the one who was impressed by it.
I was.
I am. When Duke beats Kentucky, Greg. All
right.
On that fateful day.
You have to tell everybody.
Many years ago.
That you come into contact with, how big of a Duke fan you are. That Tuesday.
Oof.
Everybody. Now, it could be hi person that I work with. My name's Greg. I have a problem. I'm a really big Duke fan.
You know what? Challenge accepted.
For the national championship.
That's when we're going out to lunch that day.
Challenge accepted.
That has to happen. We'll go out to lunch. We'll go to a public place.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody. I'll order my food like that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm Greg. I'm a fan of this school.
Yeah. And winners eat good food.
I mean, I don't need to
Not that it. Raccoon you'd eat in Kentucky.
What?
All right. Second to this, because I am so confident in my team, as I expect you should be confident
you should
in yours.
Be. You should be. You're undefeated.
So is your team going to win a championship or a shot?
They're going to win
championship.
God, that's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, can you say that one more time? They're going to win a
national championship.
Thank you. So I'm so confident, and I expect you, and I hope you to be confident in that slum of a school that you have.
Okay, I don't slum of a school.
At least we don't have farming as a major at Duke.
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, in Kentucky they do.
Oh, right.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Salt terrible. Of the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fructose corn syrup somewhere.
Everybody at Duke would be running that company.
I have no dog in this
fight. I bet Mama Santo went to Duke.
Mama Santo? You mean Monsanto? Is that how do you say that?
Science.
Okay.
So
I don't even know who you're talking about.
So
okay.
My bet is this, sir.
Okay.
I will not make you say that.
Okay.
I will not. I won't do it.
Okay.
However, you will wear a beautiful Kentucky blue shirt.
Alright.
Wow. We go out to a lovely lunch.
Two sizes too small.
No. That's disgusting. Nobody wants to see
that. Let the man have his dignity.
Okay.
While we go out to a lovely lunch at the finest of sushi restaurants, and you sample yourself one piece of real sushi. Raw fish sushi.
Oh, that's tough. You didn't even throw in, like, an actual food.
I know. That's pretty mean.
Like, that's all right, man. I've been thinking about it all day.
That's not fair.
I'm a brutal man. And
I'll throw up all over the place.
If it's so unfair, why are you worried about this? You should be confident that your team's going to win.
Mm.
Hey, Paul, how'd your team do?
I'm buying a sandwich. I'm already doing this.
I have confidence. If you don't want to take the bet, that's fine. You concede.
See, and side note, you say my team. I think I've already confessed to you that I know so little about basketball. Like, yeah. Greg, name a position in basketball. Name one.
Center.
Okay, that I've heard of. You can start saying things
shooting
right now.
Shooting guard.
Maybe.
Basket tune.
That sounds like a
Space
real thing.
Jam.
Nice. Basket tune. So, one piece, put in your mouth.
Net goalie. That's a thing, right?
Yeah, that's a thing. No, it is.
Ballsman.
You got that too.
Okay.
And Ballsman Jr.
Ballsman Jr.
Yes. That's a smaller.
I was Ballsman second chair on my basketball team.
Yeah, but that was a different position.
Yeah.
That was like an all fours position.
Can I get one with like chicken?
You can when we go out to eat, but there will be one piece of raw fish in that bearded mouth. I mean, I'm 100% confident here.
Choose your destiny.
You're talking...
Wait a second, though. I'm doing something... I gave you something that isn't disgusting to you.
It is. I would throw up, too.
That he's a Duke fan.
To everybody!
That's different, though.
All right. Well, what do you want to do? I will eat something gross. I will
I'm
eat
not
your...
going to give you something gross, because that's disgusting.
This is a bet, man.
It is a bet.
You're talking to the man who played Wii Sports to avoid putting hot sauce on his butthole after a round of golf with his friends.
How about this? Okay. You know I don't like hot stuff. I will do whatever the... I'll go to B-dubs and have a small hot wing.
Okay, that's fair. A small... Order, boneless.
Yeah.
All right, the hottest that they have. Yep. That's a fair bet. Kentucky shirt, hottest wings.
All right.
Shake on it.
Shake on it. That's a good middle ground. All right. Gentlemen's agreement.
Yep.
I like it.
All right. I'll buy.
Okay.
Physical challenge.
And I'll bring a gallon of milk for you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to need that.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful. That's something that I think needs to be recorded and put up on the
That's fine. On the we webs. Can record it.
Well, it will be after Kentucky beats Duke.
No.
It's okay. Duke's going to
He's already
roll
conceding
Kentucky.
My favorite part about this whole thing is...
You're not in it.
Exactly. There you go.
We'll have our own challenge for you next time.
Well, I'll buy you guys lunch soon, you know.
When do the real hunting championships come out?
Real hunting, like as in...
I don't know. You would know.
I really? Really?
you are an avid gamesman.
So, okay. When I was in middle school...
Paul.
When I was in middle school, right?
Your coat is made of elk.
Yeah. That I shot myself.
No. There's a picture in here of you punching a bear.
Yeah. Well, that has happened. But when I was in seventh grade, there was a... an option for us to taking gym class, but take hunter safety.
Wait a second.
Shut up.
So you were making fun of Kentucky having farming as a major.
No, I was just wondering if that was really a thing.
Oh. Okay.
There's a lot of agricultural schools out there. It's a thing.
In fact, Ohio State's got a big agricultural program.
They do. Yeah.
So
and they are.
I took hunter safety because I didn't want to go to gym class.
Why would you not want to go to gym? I love gym.
Gym was pretty awesome. You get to see gym. The little girlies run around. You get to strut your stuff.
Yeah.
Climb a rope.
I was athletic back then. Yeah,
I wasn't. I was probably in worse shape than I am now.
I was shooting hoops.
I was wearing sweatpants every day to school.
No, you didn't.
That a boy.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, black
middle
sweatpants
school.
Every
Middles,
day.
Or no. Elementary school?
Because it matches everything.
I wore the shit out of swishy pants. Every day.
I did not. I did not do any of those weird...
I hated
you. Yeah. So I took hunter safety. I actually was given a license to hunt on my own land.
Why didn't you do that?
Because we had like one square acre. What was going to wander onto our land?
Squirrels.
Cats.
People have like...
Neighbors.
A fourth of an acre here and they have all kinds of deer.
Yeah, well...
Plenty to hunt.
Yeah. So I didn't hunt, but I could have.
That's excellent. Yeah. I think you got to know that. You got to look a deer in the eye and say, hey, you're really cute. Throat stab.
Yeah, I had a license to throat stab deer. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I field dressed a deer for the first time when I was like 17, and it was pretty intense.
I've never gone hunting.
I could barely dress myself.
There was a lot of blood.
I've never even shot a gun.
Things say, well, have one. I have several. We could go out back now.
All right. I like that.
It's good fun.
Nothing bad could happen.
New bet.
In the east side of Cleveland. Fire guns at nighttime.
All we have to do is drive a mile up the road to East Cleveland.
Yeah.
And like then it's just like, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, it must be 10 o'clock.
You know. Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, so
it's
a
quinceañera.
We got the bet. We talked about some wrestling. We talked about basketball. We had our tournament. we should do our hot or not.
Wait.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a side note here. On the off chance that Duke and Kentucky are not in the tournament next week. Because there's a chance.
Okay.
There's always a chance.
Yeah. What are you getting at?
Paul, you...
Wait, I have to have a vested interest in shit?
Yeah, yeah, our misery fun. Of none that's of our teams.
Yeah. Yeah, you're yeah. Actually, okay.
I'm okay. Right, yeah, what do you think? Sandwich.
Okay, yeah,
what
do you think? Yeah.
No.
That's
no,
a bet you've already no, lost, no, Paul.
No. I've already got it.
All right, go on.
If Duke and Kentucky lose, we release the best nickname on the podcast.
That's true. You don't even know about this.
You don't
yet.
Know about it.
You've never heard of it. It's one that we like tossed around one day and we're like, oh no, we shouldn't do that.
He might throat stab us like a deer.
Well, I am trained for that.
Yeah. So now we know.
And honestly, I am so confident that at least one of your schools will make it. This isn't going to happen.
All right, so next episode, if for whatever reason Kentucky and Duke are not on it, Paul's crazy new nickname.
Nickname.
Someday.
Will be released on the podcast.
Correct. Yeah. This is our own.
This is handcrafted with love.
It is.
Yeah, great.
There's a shake on it.
There it is.
We're good to go.
Burn in nine hells.
So, talking about this all for one session IPA.
Brought to you by the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brew Kettle.
Out in Strongsville. I'm saying, I'll tell you what, super citrusy, very hoppy, low ABV, so you could drink it all day.
Yep.
I'm taking this thing home.
It's about the same as Bud Light, isn't it, actually?
Yeah, somewhere between a Budweiser and a Bud Light. It's one for when you don't want to get shit-faced, but you want something good to drink.
I could have a couple of them. Beer. Like, this is something I could drink with a dinner.
Yeah.
It's not...
I could drink a six-pack and then go drive my kids home.
Something like that.
It's like,
I don't have kids.
It's like a sports point in my mouth.
Oh.
It's like a sports dong in his mouth.
No, Wichita State.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a shocker in my mouth.
How many times have you said that in your life?
Well, I mean, like what? Like recently?
No.
I changed my answer to shocker in my mouth.
Jonathan, what you say? You say you agree with this?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm taking that home all night.
And
it's a hoppy IPA. Just
That's a hop mess for you.
It's a hop mess. Yeah, I'd have to be like, well, you're way too complex for me. I you know, eventually you're gonna just leave me for someone smarter.
Paul, at the end of the night, is just trying to stick things where things aren't,
like feelings.
Emotions. Tell me that ain't dick nose.
Wow. And I guess we're going to end this show on a viewing of dick nose.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, you're right. That's terrifying. All right.
Well, I have to say, everybody, until next time.
It's been real, though.
It's been real, though.
Right. It has so, been real, though. Yeah, follow us on Twitter at Rust Belt Podcast.
Watch me laugh hilariously next time we chat about one of these suckers losing. Yeah.
I really hope it's Paul now.
It will not be me. Go ahead and email us at rustbeltpodcast@gmail.com.
Why won't it be?
Finding us on Facebook.
Don't find us on Facebook.
Find us on Facebook.
Come on now.
Greg has no social media, so find him on Friendster or Tinder. No. Not Tinder, no. No, that's Grindr. Not right. Grindr. Find Greg on Grindr. It's a... Chubbs McGee 68. I don't know what your Grindr name is.
How do you know that?
Yeah, I look. All right. Anyway, have a good time. I don't know. 2 weeks till we're back.
Maybe. 2 weeks until we're back.
Yeah.
Barring any sickness.
Any sickness. Yes. All right. And go teams that need to win.
Michigan State.
By the way, check out @RustBelt Podcast for the dick nose. We'll
I've noticed something, that you're very dry. Have you noticed that?
No.
Oh, well, it's something that it's my job to notice, and I'd like to change that. You turn around, you open that door. Up above you, however, is a liquid that will fall on your body. Your wife will be over there. You're the stickiest human being I've ever felt in my life, but...
Sweet on you.
You're sweet. Oh, well, we'll pick out furniture after the show, but first of all, we have to carry on with this program. And, gee whiz, Mom, you look like you're pretty dry right now. So why don't you have a seat right over here. Join me. And right over there, Jamie will help you folks out. Go over and see him. Because if you could help me out by just crawling down underneath and coming up with your head popping through that hole, because there is a chair there for you to sit upon. And once, oh, there you go. You're looking terrific now coming through there. Jump up on top and come all the way across. And once you jump off, you'll be very dry. You'll grab that flag. You'll pass it on to Evan. But before, Harvey, tell them what they'll win.
It's a clarinet.
I'm all squishy, but who cares?